results are in for the Haines and Skagway municipal elections, and the Haines School is trying to figure out how to make the most of a generous donation from a former Haines resident. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Preliminary results are in for the Skagway Assembly race. Orion Hansen and Dustin Stone will fill two open Assembly seats. Claire Stremple checked in with the candidates to learn more.
The Skagway race was a close one. Incumbent Orion Hansen is in the lead with 234 votes, closely followed by Dustin Stone with 229 votes. Sam Bass received 166 votes. Newcomer Dustin Stone says he's honored to be elected. His plan is to listen and learn as much as he can.
There's a lot of important stuff coming down the pipe, and I want to make sure that I am up to date and well-informed.
Veteran Assemblymember Orion Hansen is happy to continue in his role and pleased to be working with Mayor Andrew Cremata and Manager Brad Ryan.
I am honored and ready to keep putting my best foot forward for the city of Skagway.
Hansen says he will focus on getting utility infrastructure across the bridge and improving the incinerator and wastewater treatment. There were three questioned ballots and five mail-in ballots. Up to 24 absentee ballots will be counted Thursday. Those will not alter the outcome of the race. The Assembly will certify the final results at Thursday's meeting. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Stremple.
Uncertified results show that Gabe Thomas, Paul Rogers, and Zephyrson Cerny will be the newest additions to the Haynesboro Assembly. While voters only selected two candidates on their ballots, the top three vote-getters will take up the three vacant seats on the Assembly. Cerny says he was happy with the election process.
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone who voted for supporting our democratic process. I would also really like to thank all of the candidates who ran for the camaraderie and the professional campaign. And I would really like to congratulate Gabe and Paul.
Sally McGuire and Sean Gaffney also ran in the election, but did not make the top three spots. While Thomas and Cerny say they didn't have any expectations about how the candidates would do, Rogers thought Gaffney would have received more votes.
I was surprised that Sean Gaffney came in last in the election. That just really surprised me. Having been a resident for a longer period of time, I would have thought he would have had more support than that.
As for ballot measures, a proposition to implement a 2% sales tax on alcohol failed. Thomas says he was not surprised by that outcome.
I kind of anticipated the alcohol one to fail miserably. I mean, I think most people weren't gonna back that one, and they proved it.
However, a similar proposition to levy a 2% sales tax on marijuana did pass. Rogers says he doesn't think it is a good idea.
I'm surprised that the marijuana tax actually was approved. I would have guessed both of them would have been defeated because I don't think it's appropriate to tax different businesses and different things differently. I think you should have one sales tax, and that should be it. And I just don't support tax efforts that are aimed at groups or businesses individually. I think it's just wholly unfair.
When it came to the ballot measures, Cerny said he appreciated the input from voters. This year, 385 people voted before Election Day, which is more than usual. Voter turnout was 46%, which is just a bit higher than average. The final results of the election will be certified at the next Haynesboro Assembly meeting on October 8th. Haines High School students will soon be eligible for a new scholarship opportunity. When former Haines resident Vera Smith died in 2016, she left well over $500,000 to fund a scholarship in memory of her late husband. But as Claire Stremple reports, the format of the William George Sieg Scholarship is still unclear.
There's more than one way to manage $622,000 in scholarship money. Last year, the executor of Vera Smith's will asked the Haynesboro School Board for its recommendation of how to format the scholarship. Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell says it's a huge opportunity.
But what we know is we want to make sure that we honor her wishes and try to make sure those wishes live on forever, I mean, for the benefit of Haynes students.
To sustain a scholarship in perpetuity, the money would stay in an investment account. Its interest earnings would be the yearly scholarship amount. What remains to be decided is if that money would go to one recipient or be divided among the whole graduating class.
And so the task that we've had is to look at the will and try to give some feedback as to what, you know, what some options for that might be.
Some board members have children that may benefit from the scholarship, so they decided to open the issue to community comment for 3 weeks. That way, the community could help decide how to distribute the money. 30 community members engaged with the survey, and 15 takers made suggestions. Getchell plans to summarize all of the data collected by the school this week. He will send that summary and all the raw data to the executor, who will make the final decision. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
There's an update for the Haines goat hunt. The Four Winds area will close Thursday at 11:59 p.m. The quota for that section has been met. Hunters took 2 billies there this year. The moose hunt is unchanged from Monday. Hunters have taken 18 moose. The hunt runs through October 7th unless closed by emergency order. This year's harvest limit is 25 moose. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.
Nobody knows, I guess.